Hi, George.
Hi, where are you calling from?
I'm from Northampton, Massachusetts.
Hi.
Hi, I have a scary story.
Who says? Who says it's scary?
Oh, a lot of people.
All right.
My boss at work has an acquaintance who in the early 80s studied 1 year abroad in Germany. And it was her first, you know, time away from the States. And she made some friends quick. And they went out to a nightclub and they were dancing. And she met this guy. And they hit it off. He was handsome. And they started kissing. And they had a great time and decided to have coffee the next day. And again, you know, they're having a great time, conversation. They were kissing. You know, they're young. And, you know, he kept wanting her to come home with him. And she's like, no, I can't. You know, I got to go back to school. And the next day, she ended up getting this bizarre rash all around her mouth. So she went to the doctor. And the doctor's, like, talking to her for a very long time. And she's getting real scared.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Early 80s. And she's thinking, oh, my God, what did I get?
Every disease known to man, right?
Because there was all that panic. And he comes back in, and there's police with him. And he said, you have a very rare rash that we only see in morticians, people that handle dead bodies.
What?
And they went, yes, and they went back to that guy. She gave him the name. They found his apartment, and there was two dead bodies.
No way.
Yes, that's, and I would normally not believe this story, but the woman who told me is very solid. And we all heard it at work. We're like, we don't want to know anymore because we're sure she would have been the third.
This doctor was that sharp? He picked up on that?
According to the woman I know, this is what happened to her.
This has got to be one of those myths.
I thought it might be, but the person who told me is a pretty reliable person. And I don't think she's... If you knew her, you'd understand.
I understand. So they got the guy, you think?
Yeah. I mean, I wish I could Google it or something to find out, you know, what exact date and stuff. But she was...
Two dead bodies in his place?
Yep. So who knows if they...
As opposed to two live bodies, I guess.
Excuse me?
No, nothing. I'm just wondering.
She probably went back to his apartment, could have been the third.
I've never heard of that before.
Well, me either. I mean, it was such a strange story, and we all our hair stood up at work. We're like, we don't want to know anymore.
You
know?
Next time we have a pathologist on the air, I'm going to ask him if you can get that kind of a virus or rash.
Yeah, that's what she said. It was some kind of thing that, you know, you get by handling, you know, dead bodies or...
And then he just passed it on to her.
Yeah.
God. All right.
Yes.
All right. That's an interesting story. Wildcard Line, you're on.
Yeah.
Hi.
How you doing, George?
Good. Thanks.
Long time been a listener. I'm Dave from Oklahoma.
All right.
And caught part of what you were saying a while ago. I was in one of our discount stores one day, and this guy in front of me goes up to pay for his stuff, and the cash register lady does it all in, and she asked him how she wants to pay for it, and he said, by credit card, and he sticks his hand out, but he didn't have no credit card in his hand, and he told her just to scan his hand, and she got this dumbfound look on her face, and says, what do you mean? Just scan my, you know, scan your hand. Said, just scan my hand. She got all unpuzzled, called the manager over there. They scanned his hand, and he had an implant in his hand that had all his credit card information on it.
What did they scan his hand with?
Just the regular scanner.
The gun that they aim at the those little uniform codes?
Yeah, it's a barcode scanner.
Yeah.
They just scanned his hand with that.
And it worked?
And it worked.
And they accepted him?
Yep.
And off he went.
And off he went with his merchandise.
Man.
And this has been all 3 or 4 years ago.
He was an experiment.
I guess. But he was here in town.
You must have looked at that and said, what's going on? Would you ever get chipped like that?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I have enough trouble with the plastic cards as it is.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Okay, hey, thanks.